Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Oh my, my. How are you? Hey, Los Angeles. Enough with the promotion, Todd. One promotion. Los Angeles, New Year's Eve. There's a 7 o'clock show at Typewriter Dynasty. And it's going to be big. You can do. You can have other plans. My show starts at 7. You can go somewhere else afterwards. Get the whole band with me. I'm going to have a great opening act. And when I say great, I mean famous. Can you tell I'm at the airport? I'm in Newark. At the Newark airport, heading home from... I've been in Philadelphia basically since December 12th. 11th, did a private show, then went to my mom's house for a few days, and then went to my nephew's and his new engagement. He proposed. I was there for it. It was exciting. But anyway, now I'm heading back, and I'm at the airport very, very early, about 2.5-3 hours early, and that's it. I'll be back. I'm coming back to the Philadelphia area, you know. If you live in, Philadelphia Helium, New Hope. Brooklyn, and then Pittsburgh. Coming to all those places in January. Go look at my website. You can find out the dates. Hey, everybody else that doesn't live in those cities, how you doing? What are you, walking down the street? Look at you walking down the street. Just walking down the street. Look at you sitting in your living room. I'm just sitting in my living room. Look at me. I'm sitting over here, right over here. I'm coming in from the kitchen to sit. I'm on a train. I'm on my bike. I'm laying in bed, but sitting up. You know, I was thinking the other day, remember those things you would, like, sit up in bed with that had little side arms? Some had little, with this one. Please shut up, ma'am. She's now on my podcast. I'll probably have to pay her royalties. Remember that everybody was fucking using them? Excuse my language. Everybody had one. Well, am I making fun of it? Yeah, a little. I don't know why. I don't care. Hey, if you have one, there could be someone using one right now. But you know what I mean? Now people just put two pillows behind their back. Back in the day, they used to all have... I did a great job when I was home. I saw my... Well, I have two niece and nephews. They're, you know, the older ones. And then the younger ones are like 12, 10 in that area. And, I didn't ever ask him, what are you doing in school? I try to, whatever's a boring goddamn question, I don't ask him. I try to have interesting conversation, not ask them bullshit questions that they could give a fuck about talking about. It's easy to slip into that stuff. But it was a lot of fun. I'm ready to go home. It's nice to be ready to go home. And that's it. You know what I forgot to mention on the last show? Well, now you know, but I forgot to mention Jack and Frank. And they're obviously on part two, which, by the way, I will say this now. We love them. They're now part of the family. They just fit right in. They were pure joy to be around, both of them. They were great. That's why I invited them back on part two. Well, that's not true because we did it all in one night. But they're going to be back soon. Now they're a team. Once I like two people together... Then they can't ever come separate. And that's not true either. I'm just filled with untrue things as I sit here in the Newark airport. It's a good energy in here. A lot of people walking around. It's fun to get to... You know, I love to get past security. I don't care if I have... What? They need our attention. Oh, wait, is that bad? Somebody just gave me luggage. I didn't think anything was weird. Oh, I had to... Oh, I shouldn't leave my luggage unattended? Oh, I'm doing everything wrong. I left my luggage. I had to go eat at a restaurant, so I left my luggage. And then some other guy gave me... He goes, could you bring this bag on the flight for me? I'm like, sure. I haven't heard any announcements about it. Flight? Seattle. All right. Sexy, isn't it? Flying, the romance of it. You know what I'm really excited about? That I start these tours, me and John Byrne Wagner are going to be taking trains all over the goddamn place. And I love it. We'll smoke a little pot. We'll get on a train. We're taking a train when we're done in Brooklyn. We're taking a train to Pittsburgh. 6-hour train. I love it. We'll eat. We'll relax. Ah, very much looking forward to it. Anyway, I miss everybody. I really do. I miss the whole gang. And I can't wait to get back in the podcast. Me and John are going to be doing some podcasts from the road. Because we're on the road, you know, from January, like, it doesn't matter. You'll find out soon. All right, well, listen, enjoy the show. It's the second half. I don't even know if anybody listens to the podcast anymore. Is there anybody listening? I mean, Aristotle gives me these numbers. He goes, it's somewhere around 15, 20,000 downloads a month. But I don't know. I don't know. To me, it's just like, I want to know who listens other places. Anybody know a plumber in Los Angeles? I'm not kidding. Don't forget Mid-City Dental, everybody. And, all right, I'm just rambling. You're all I got. Once I finish this opening, I got to sit in the airport. There's rocking chair. There's one rocking chair over there, but that guy won't get up. He's been planted in it for 25 minutes. I'm going to go over and step on his foot. Oh, boy. All right. If Gary Goldman comes to your town, go see him. I'm Todd Glass. On today's show, it's a beautiful show with Jack and Frank and Aristotle and I and some... guy named Vinny, and is Aaron Simon? I don't think Aaron Simon's there. He doesn't love us anymore. He's our podcast is bored of it. And he knows it. And you know what? Good. Who needs him in there? I mean, I love him to death, but I'd rather hang him out with the house. I don't need anybody. Does he listen to these openings? He might. Shit. I'm not editing it. Everybody, you're great. And I'm proud of you. And enjoy the second half of the holiday show. Goodbye. Did I forget John Brand Wagner? He was there. Well, he's always there. You know, John Brand Wagner, I think, has missed maybe one show. That's it. Right? Aristotle in the same league. But, everybody. Everybody. Goodbye. And be well. You're beautiful.
It's a good show.
Part two. Well, you know, it's funny. That's the first thing people hear when they put it in their ears. Always imagine that. Someone's turned the show on. They put their iPod. They put their... and then they... Because they're listening now to the Todd Glass Show. Look at this. Valentine, sure, they picture people ice skating. Back home I go. It's the Todd Glass Show. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Frank Cronin is here for the second part of the Todd Glass Show. Round of applause. The people in the crowd, there's a love that fervors through the audience. And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jack Fuckstick Hackett.
You piece of shit. Mr. Jack, right now, you fucking asshole.
Mr. Jack. Mr. Jack Fuckstick Hackett.
Look, only you can call me Mr. Fuckstick.
Today, when I asked, when to George Carlin, when John Brand Wagner was putting the name up on the board, he goes, "Can we get Frank's last name?" I texted you, and I said, "Hey, can you give me both of your full names just for the board in the studio?" And you texted Jack Fuckstick Hackett, and then Frank Cronin.
That's how you know it's a good relationship, when you can be that irreverent in a text. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Jack Fuckstick Hackett. So, folks, this is the second part of the show, and we're here as gentle as we could be. It says New Year's is approaching. Things have happened. You have been stressed about this. Something happened. But tonight, wherever you're at, we're together. Maybe you're listening on the train. I say the same thing every time. Maybe you're cuddled up in the living room. I can tell you, if you're in your house and it meant pausing me and go getting a few things done, do it. Go do it. Go brush your teeth. Go take a thing you have to take before you go to bed. Go pull down. Go shut that shade. Go. Yeah, because when we're done with us and the second half of the Todd Glass Show, you can just go right to bed. So pause it. It's so easy to do, and you'll be so glad you did it. If it means taking off your pants and putting on your shorts and, you know, washing your face or whatever you got to do, go do it. And then we're going to spend the best hour and a half together with Jack and Frank. Hi. My girlfriend's brother. Thank you, Frank. Aristotle and Mr. John Brand Wagner.
Yeah, John! Nice! Oh, my God, he's here! He died. He's alive.
It's a Christmas miracle.
He's alive.
Thank you.
Does that need we have to give the money back?
I feel great. Take a deep breath. Stop. There's nothing wrong with stopping. The best podcast is because they're not afraid to just shh and do nothing. This is part two. We're darker. We're deeper into the night. It is Christmas. I promise people will take pictures. I want to get some pictures tonight. I want to see the band with all the Todd Glass logos on the music stands. And the sign that Jack Hackett and Frank Cronin.
Fuckstick Hackett.
Fuck.
Is that a, Is that a name from your mother's side or your father's side?
It's a father name.
Fuckstick.
Yeah, the Hacketts are a bunch of fucksticks.
The Hacketts are a bunch of fucksticks. Would your parents ever listen to this show?
If I tell them.
Well, I want them to. They I'll did tell a good them. Job. I like your parents because you seem to be. Do you get who you are? You or because you are because of your parents? You think
100%.
Well, then they're good people.
Yeah,
they're good people because you're creatively aware, and you're artistically creative. You know, you got a bro. Your parents must have let you have somehow have a creative mind. Am I close?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. Is your mom seeing anybody?
My father.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't know why you're asking.
No. Not for me. For a friend of mine, he's going to be in the Florida area, and then they're going to take a jet over to Colorado. And I know that you're from Denver, and then but also often in Denver, I know that you take trips here and there, and then sometimes no. Come on, don't any.
I'm from
Denver. Think they have to help
easy,
me.
Easy,
don't
easy.
Think. But sometimes Denver, which is close to
Utah.
Yeah.
Listen.
Is it? I don't know.
Atlanta.
No.
Thank you, John.
I'm not stupid. Utah, which I said before you even said what you just said. Yes, I overheard you. Is not that far from Atlanta.
It's
and when I
far.
Say not that far, I'm talking in a plane, top 6 hours. It could be two. That yes, that's what I meant to say.
Exactly.
So I think yes. God bless your family. Do you think your family will listen? How much do I have to talk about them to get them to listen? Because I want them to. You go, Mom. We ended up talking about you and Dad on the show for a while, and I think they deserve to be talked about. First of all, what are their names?
John and Wendy.
John and Wendy. What does John do?
John is the president of Minute Maid.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm 100% serious.
Wow. What? Now, okay, do I like that? Because something in me is always a kid. I'm like, when I was younger, why can't my dad be president of Lemonade? I mean, there was always a kid. You know what I mean? There was a kid in high school. I know it's not Lemonade, but there's a kid in high school. Oh, they own Louderback Moving Company. Even right. if it was a regional moving company, I was jealous. I'm like, oh, that's Eric Louderback. Wait, you mean from the trucks, Louderback Moving? I'm like, yeah, I was just, why can't my family own a trucking company that's famous, you know? So this thing here, your dad is what?
The president of Minute Maid.
Wow, how did he get to be the president of Minute Maid?
He worked at Coca-Cola for over 30 years and started at the bottom. He started with deliveries. He was delivering Coca-Cola to stores.
Are you to George Carlin?
George Carlin, that's absolutely correct.
Okay, of course, because it's a great story. So, and then, so okay, go ahead, take me step by step, and don't skip anything.
So it was delivering Coca-Cola, and now he's the president of Minute Maid.
Oh, great! That's no. So, but those are the type of stories you hear. But you know, you hear that story, but you don't hear the specifics. So, start with what you said. When he started with this company.
I'll start even farther before that. His father was a mailman, and his mother was a librarian, and he has 7 other siblings, and they've all gone on and worked really hard, and everyone's successful in the family, and it's crazy. And all the kids have pretty easy lives because they all work their asses off, and it's crazy. It literally was the American dream, my family.
And so your dad starts with what level at this company?
Delivering Coca-Cola.
Delivering Coca-Cola. Okay. And then try to slow but here's my, I'm being totally honest with you, slow but fast.
Like I
want every detail, but just get to the point, okay, because, you know, this is crazy. Okay, you're delivering soda. What's the next step where you're like, what the fuck, am I doing this now?
I'll start even before that. He worked for Gallo Wine. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he did there, like displays and stuff at stores. He'd go around the country, make sure the displays for Gallo Wine was correct.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow got the Coke gig, delivered it. Moved up through the ranks. Then he moved into marketing. We ended up moving to Hong Kong in 2009 for whatever job he got. Something about Pacific marketing. And then office closed down. Moved back to Atlanta, Georgia. And then he rose through the ranks. He was doing strategy and stuff. And
this
then,
is your grandfather?
This is my father.
This is your father. Okay.
This is my father.
This is your father.
And eventually landed in president of Minute Maid.
But wait a second. When did that happen? How did that happen?
That happened like 2 years ago.
Oh, your father, if he hears this, can I tell you?
That is genuinely incredible.
He's listening. Oh, my God, you guys, you're not being foolish. He's going to listen. We've talked about him enough where we've brought him here, which we should bring him here. I just want to make him proud that I serviced him well. Because right now I think he's going, son, I love you, but you left out a few details that would make it for everyone to understand. It's still no doubt about it. It's a miraculous story. But, you know, in all fairness, and you, Jack, you seem like a great guy. I mean, oh, he delivered thing, and then he was the president. Well, come on. Give me some made a right and made a left. It shuffled that way, shuffled this way, shuffled up the stream. Riffity diff, riffity raff, riffity cliff, 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 cliff. Bimbity bam, bim bam, bim. Spin bam, boopy, boopy, foopy.
Is that because I bag groceries?
No, that's for me. You're insecure.
I am insecure.
Right. I'm having a great time, but I hope you are too. San Antonio, you told me you're having fun. If I'm having fun, so I guess if I'm having fun, you're having fun. If you're having fun, I'm having fun. So am I having fun? You bet your fucking nitty pitty pitty patty pitty.
Nice. We're having fun from Los Angeles to Sacramento and nowhere else.
That's right. Yeah. Live from the Todd Glass studio for the It's Hit New Year's Eve show.
Coming at you with the 70s, the 80s, the 90s,
the 2000s. Sometimes.
Do
you want to see how good these guys are?
Yes.
And Vinny, can I include you? Aristotle, can I include you? Remember when we said, like, you don't know if it's rehearsed? Yeah. So sometimes, and I'm doing this for Frank because I think you'll appreciate this. It excites me how close they can be. Now, granted, there's tricks, and I try to make it so they can follow me. But sometimes on the road, like, I'll have them as a band, and I'll go, hey, did we all rehearse the thank you for the for the general manager?
Yes. We thank them. We thank them.
Yeah. Guys, I'm just sorry, but once before.
Don't be. Just know that we fucking did it.
Yeah.
Aristotle, and they're all behind me as a band, right? Yeah. And I go, well, no, it was just that one time, and it was a. And by the way, you
that
guys.
That was your fault.
I did forget to tell you, and all. Okay. So you all got the thing, and you all have the.
Yes, we all received
that we wanted to do. For Frank.
Yes, we all got it.
I love Frank.
Oh, thank God. And you know the what we want to say.
In and out.
Yeah. I printed it out.
Okay, here we go. Thank you, Frank, for being a part of the Todd Glass Show. From the minute we met you at the Halloween party, we knew we liked you. You were easy to get along with and friendly and very personable. So we're happy to have you in the Todd Glass Studio.
Wow.
Wow. I'm so glad. You guys rehearse very
much. Does it seem like how else would we know it?
Dude, you guys are like an a cappella group.
We got that like great. A week ago. And
you were great for that. What's your name, Henry?
Yes.
That was beautiful. Thank you for making me feel so welcome.
Thank you. What do you want to do? We have. You know what's great about a second show, a part two? I feel like a little bit like we can do whatever we fucking want.
It's a new year.
It's a new year.
I had that stupid story I said I was going to tell in the first one.
No story is stupid, but go ahead.
Cliffhangers. Oh, okay.
Cliffhangers. Talking about cliffhangers.
Pipe in. It's just little facts. I'm working it into my stand-up, so I don't quite know what to do with it yet. But in elementary school in about third grade, I was asked to audition for the Atlanta Boys Choir. And this was relevant when we were singing for like 10 minutes in the corner. So they asked me to audition, and they said I had to bring in a song to sing. Although, quick thing about the Atlanta Boys Choir. Like, it was a touring company of just, like, third-grade boys. They'd go around to, like, Carnegie Hall and, like, all these other big venues. Nice. So it was, like, a big thing.
There's so much smoke.
They may have been young, but they used to smoke a lot. She said it was the best in
all the land. Todd is tripping balls, dude.
Oh my god. I'm tired of waking up on the oh my god. Oh shit. No thank you, please. It just hit me the wrong. Oh my god, I'm gonna be very okay, back to you. I remember what was going on. You were telling a story.
Atlanta Boys Choir. So they said when you audition, you have to bring in one song to sing. And I was at a Christian school, It was an Episcopalian school.
Can we get that song when you tell us what it is and have you do it tonight?
Yes, I'm going to sing it, of course.
Oh, God.
It's part of the tale.
Sure.
So the songs like I was used to singing, I went to church every Thursday. That was what I did at my school. I know church on Thursday. It's weird, and it's what I did.
Pretty unorthodox.
I know. It's Episcopalians. What do you expect? So we were singing songs. There was literally a song that we sang. It went like this. It went, God's the gas in my go-kart. God's the wind in my sail. God's the fire in my chugga-chugga engine. Filled up with God, I can't fail. These are the songs I was used to singing. But I didn't want to sing that. It's too religious.
That's too religious. Too you don't religious. Want to do it. So what are you thinking of singing?
Yeah.
I didn't know this was leading to you singing, and I'm loving
it.
I went to a song. I went to a song that I was going to sing, but
it was
I thought.
On my iPod then, shuffle.
Bing-a-ling-a-ling.
That can only hold 100 songs at a time. And it was engraved with the Coca-Cola insignia.
Of course.
Yeah, my brother and I got that as Christmas gifts. We got iPod shuffles.
It holds 100 songs. Oh, back how many years ago?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Third grade. Figure it out, internet.
Shut the fuck up. You got it in third grade?
Maybe second grade.
Yeah, but it's second, third, fourth, fifth. That's still pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. It's an iPod shuffle. I listen to it every night going to sleep.
Ballin'.
And what was weird was my parents love rock and roll music. That's what I grew up listening to. I can't listen to rap. I just don't understand it. They both got each other for 1 year for Christmas. They both got each other Green Day's American Idiot for each other. So we have two copies of American Idiot in the house. And I downloaded one of them and listened to one of it. One album of it. So for my song to sing for the Atlanta Boys Choir, I chose Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Because it only swore once.
My God.
And let me say this. First of all, to your parents, they sound like very interesting people. And I want to hope, if they like good old rock and roll, I want them, and I hope they hear this show, to listen to, who's the band out of Kaleo? They're an Iceland band. But they've had some recognition over here, too. Because I heard them, they're called Kaleo.
How do you spell it?
How do you spell it? Do you know? Does anyone know?
P-R.
What is it?
K-A-L-E-O.
K-A-L-E-O. And because when I heard it, I went, you know, if you like just go, I just like good old fashioned rock and roll, even if you're 70 or 60 and you weren't angry at people today or youth, you'd listen to this and you'd go, this is just some fucking good old raw. Even though he's so good looking that you start thinking, how good can he be? Don't fucking let get in the way. Don't let that get in the way. Don't let fucking get in that way, because I think seriously he shreds the fuck out of. Look, the one song that I saw that someone said, take a look at this person, which we're going to play. That's right now.
Do it.
But before we do that, talk about a tease. We know what we're looking forward to. I think, do we have any unwrapped business?
The story.
What story?
Yeah, I just want to hear a little bit
were
more.
Were you going to sing?
Oh, the story I was finishing.
Boulevard Broken Dreams.
So I was bringing a segment, Boulevard Broken Dreams, that only had one swear word in it.
Mm.
And I determined it was pretty good to sing. So I sang it in front of the group. It was about four adults. And for anyone who's in Atlanta, we had to drive all the way from Sandy Springs down to Fernbank, which you know is pretty far. Anyway, that will maybe connect to maybe 2% of your audience. But I chose Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And the problem with Boulevard of Broken Dreams, it says fuck once.
And how old are you when you want to do this?
Third grade.
Okay. That's an important part to remember.
I sang the whole song. And when it got to the F word part, I didn't omit the word. I just sort of self-censored myself. So I went, read between the lines, what's up and everything's all right. And just continued with the song. And I know from the reaction of everybody in the room, they were like, what just happened with this kid? Did he have a stroke?
You just did like a very right type of
edit. Yeah, I did a radio edit in real life. And
instead of trying to figure out a way he could gracefully take it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. And you're in third. How old are you again?
I'm in third grade.
Jesus.
I don't even know what fuck means.
Can you do the song right now? Will you do the song right now?
The whole song?
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Well, don't you think our listeners, I think people listening want to hear.
Yeah. I'll just recreate the whole audition process.
Even if you do 30 seconds of it.
Okay.
You want to try it? You want to try it?
The phones are lighting up here.
We got to get the music, right?
I mean.
We'll get the music. We don't have a band here.
Fuck it, I'll do an acapella. I don't need it.
Do you want to do it a cappella?
Wait, I know the chords on the piano.
You see it? Go ahead over to the piano.
Is there a micro? I'll bring the. Can I bring it?
No, no, but he has this over there. And then Frank seems very eager to hold the microphone. I want the audience to know that although. Oh, he's going to hold. Well, wait, maybe you need someone to hold it because you got to play with both hands, right?
I'm good.
Let's turn that keyboard up as loud as we can. Oh, shit.
Let me make sure I get this right, too.
Put some reverb in his mic.
Look, I've given you this.
It's over there. I'm not saying it's perfect. Hold on, everybody. May I have your attention, please? I'm not saying what I what I turn over to him is perfect, but I give him this. And I give him our attention, which is the silence to honor any performer, and I give him this. By the way, can I tell you? I actually thought that was good. Don't be shy.
It was incredible.
It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Wow. It's part two. New Year's right around the corner. New Year's right around the corner.
Anyway, so I did that song, and they went, wow, okay.
Wait, what'd you do?
Thank you for coming
in.
Third grade. They went, thank you for coming in.
Oh, this is just an audition.
This is just an audition. It wasn't a done deal. I go, thank you for coming in. I go, all right. Bye. I get back in the minivan and we go home. We get a call later. No, not even a call. We got a letter in the mail that said, you've been accepted into the Atlanta Boys Choir.
Oh, nice.
And my mom looked at me and was like, you got in. And I go, really? She goes, yeah. I go, I don't think I want to do it, Mom. She goes, why? Like, because it took us 45 minutes to get there.
Oh, nice.
I don't want to drive 45 minutes to sing some fucking church songs. Yeah. And she goes, damn right, I don't want to drive that either. So we didn't do it.
Oh!
The fire went out!
Shut up to George Carlin. To George Carlin. First of all, that story in itself was beautiful. And whatever it is, the way my breath or Jack's breath hit the candle, it went out. I thought you did it on purpose to George Carlin.
That's a natural blackout.
He told that story. That was just a blackout, whether it was, that was fucking beautiful. Oh, God, I love it. I love it. Oh, my, yeah, I don't want to drive 45. Your mom, like, because, you know, your mom probably at the time was what, like, in her 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she's not, like, you know, she's like, what the fuck? I don't want
to
do that
either.
We have
to get from Sandy Springs to Fernbank?
I love
you,
son, but, no, that's going to suck. And you're, like, as a kid, you're like, I ain't doing that shit.
Fuck, and, like,
by the way, if it was something you wanted to do, that's a different story. Then you go to no means sometimes to help your children.
Yeah, it was like my choir teacher said, I recommend you for this. I go, why did you do that?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
How about your parents? Are they anything you want to tell us about them?
Yeah, my dad actually worked for Guinness Ireland for 35 years. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so why don't you shut your fucking mouth and listen to what he's got to say.
His is better.
Oh, my dad. Your parents are still listening. Now, here's my theory. If they're listening, I want to show them the respect they deserve because I don't want them to go, Geez, sweetheart, that's them talking about you.
Sure.
I mean, he really was saying some negative things about. I go, no, mommy, daddy, can't you tell he loved you? He respected you. Yeah. Oh, really? Sure. Then he comes over and he talks.
I'm sure my dad would go, Guinness? Damn, that is better.
Wow. I like your parents. I
we
think
have Guinness in the house.
I think if your parents were in L.A., I would let you bring them in here. I'd like to interview the three of you.
Okay.
Because wow. I think they're, well, there's something about you that's evolved. So I think, and the stories you tell me about them are pretty cool. Do they, are you, is your mom seeing anybody?
My father, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, no, no. I wasn't trying to be rude. Okay, back to you. honey, when he made those jokes, is it because he's uncomfortable to be with his own self? Jack. And I know your name's Frank.
I like Jack.
You like Jack? Yeah. Would you rather me call you Jack?
Well, my father was the president of Minute Maid.
Whoa, really? Still the same? Wow. Yeah.
And Jack, don't be offended, but I just want to talk. I need to talk to him like as a regular guy.
Okay.
I know you have a father. He's CEO. I wish I had a dad CEO. When I hear my dad was the CEO, I'm like,
excuse me, did I say CEO?
Well, he is.
I said president.
He's the president. That's just as good.
How's his poem?
I don't know the difference.
My dad, I wish I could say, my dad, if I wanted to tell people my dad owned a dry cleaning company. You know, that would have been cool.
That's cool. But that's clearly like a launder for something.
Are we allowed to ask you what your...
Yeah. Well, yes. My dad, what he did, first of all, wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
He was originally in the wholesale shoe business, which would mean that he would go to factories that had maybe a closeout on a shoe and buy like him in bulk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, because he could get a, he had the, basically, it's the way any business is, because you get the money to buy in bulk.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Maybe a guy who owns a shoe store can't go and buy them in that magnitude like you can. And he had a warehouse in Center City, Philadelphia, 5 stories. It was pretty cool. When I was in second grade, they moved into
five
it.
5 stories.
Yeah, my grandfather.
Sorry, that just registered. That's blah, a blah, that's blah, a big deal.
My grandfather. Blah, this is the true. But this is true. Blah, by the way, you can blah, play that in the background. But I swear to God, blah, this is a true story. To
five
George Carlin.
Story.
But hold on. So my so blah, they blah, my grandfather blah, built his dream blah, building, blah, and it was blah, at blah, and it was at Market blah, Street, 311 Market Street, and downstairs in the lobby was 3 desks, picture of Clark Gable and all these old musicians and actors up on the wall within like huge frames, and then there was a wall of shoes, like 100 shoes, and people that own stores would come in and go, and buy, like, how many of these do you have? It, just because it's in the wall doesn't mean you know how many there are. So up on the wall there's 700 of these. Sometimes the store owner would go, I want 700, and sometimes if it was a small store, they were there with their own truck, and they're up, they would go up the 5 stories in a freight elevator and then just right away put it in the guy's truck. Sometimes it was a bigger company, they would they would get shipped eventually later. Like someone would come in and buy some ridiculous amount of shoes, and then they would get shipped to them through an outside source a week later, and then they would get them. But sometimes it was the actual store owner with a truck. With
holy
a truck.
Holy shit, he's still going.
With a truck.
Hey guys, and, do you know what time it is? I know I was invited here as a guest, but I'd really like to leave now.
Everything I said was true. Everything I said was true. Like, that's... So, what... Now, the fun part for me was sometimes, like, when the person...
You put Frank to sleep, Todd. Come on.
Everything I said was true.
Oh, no.
It's actually a beautiful story. It is a beautiful story.
It was.
Story.
It was all true. They would come in, and the office was so nice. And I remember how nice it was. They had 3 big old wooden desks, and it was like probably my grandfather's dream to have this, like, place. So people would come in. It was on 330. Now it's like lofts, these expensive.
So he came from he didn't expect to have this, like, 5 stories shoes.
No, this was like, I think for my grandfather, this was like finally, you know, like his building, and they bought it, and then they owned it. And I think it was like, I'm not kidding you, I think they paid like $130,000 for it. And now it's like the, you know, like $1 million lofts. So it was like, it was like a, you know, it was exciting. My grandfather was probably 70 at the time, but he had this. I knew he. And who gives a shit?
Wait, no, I was really listening.
The first part I thought was interesting, but not the second part. So let's cut it off right now and move on.
No, that is a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing.
It's not a beautiful
Frank
story.
Well, the fact Dennis?
Now, can I tell you something?
Run from the bitch.
Wait.
Run from the bitch.
Sorry.
Run from the conversation. Run from the conversation.
It's run from the conversation. Play it again. It's not run from the bit. It's not run from the bit. You can never underestimate Joe McKenzie, lyricist Joe. We all know, run from the bit. What when a conversation's taking a funny turn?
Run from the conversation. 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 Run from the conversation.
George Carlin, it is raining.
Oh, wow.
Joe, it is. To George Carlin, is genuinely raining out. But
it's starting to pick up.
It's starting to pick up. Is it really?
Let me actually check.
And you, John Brand Wagner set up a projector right outside the studio.
This is actually funny. Yeah.
And it's a projector, and I have it on, like, I got a cart online, so I just can always have the projector on it with the speaker and everything that's needed to, like, show movies from a projector. So we just can put it in the house, or we could throw it outside. And, it started raining outside. So somehow I said, take an umbrella. But how did you mount the umbrella over the projector so it's perfectly, I noticed from afar, I haven't gone up close to see how you did it, like over the projector.
How'd you do it?
Who said that?
What?
Hey, John, how'd you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how'd you do it, John?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, please do.
Tell us. Tell us how you did it.
Tell us. Tell us. Tell us. Tell us.
Tell us.
Tell us. Tell us. Tell us. Tell us. Tell us. Tell us.
Jeez,
John.
I mean, it took like a community.
Do you mind going into some detail about how you did it?
Don't make a joke about it. I want you to tell us from
be
your heart.
Be fucking serious.
Be fucking
Jesus.
Serious. Are you fucking afraid to be serious?
There's nothing I take more serious than the helpful work that others put into.
That's true.
That is true. That is definitely true.
He always tells the truth about that. I know, John, he would say that.
Because he tells the truth about it. So that is true. We'll give him that. Okay. Good.
And that's all.
That's all we'll give him. But
from
that is
there,
good.
But from there, I took some tape and I taped it on there.
Oh.
Was this Discovery How It's Made?
And here you have a cart with an umbrella taped to it.
Wow. Is that what you did? You taped the umbrella to it?
Yeah.
But John, like everything he does, this is why I'm very excited. And I'm gonna talk about it.
It's about to happen.
We can never over talk about this. I've been doing stand-up comedy 35 years, but I've never really gone on a tour. And what I mean by that...
That was a very 30, long
35 years.
Yeah.
35 years.
I'm just getting pumped. 35. I'm pumped.
No,
it's not 36.
Okay, sorry. So let me. Sorry, is this sorry. Liquor still? No.
No, please continue.
Okay, so for 35 years, and I'm not complaining about it. I'm happy that I have something new and fun to do, but I don't really go on tour. Like I'll do a week at a comedy club. Sometimes take the 3 days off, and just stay in the one city to transition to the next city. And I really like doing that. Like because you wake up Monday in Philadelphia with no. Where to go?
No pressure.
Yeah. What a great, beautiful way. It's a great way to spend money. Even if a lot of times the club will take care of the hotel. If not, I'll spend the money to wake up. I get in the day before my show, so when I get into Philadelphia, I don't have a show.
Get Pat's, get Gino's.
Oh, yes. Sure. Get both. So, but...
Maybe a little credit card fraud. Buy yourself something nice. Go on, tell them you didn't buy.
Yeah, tell me about everybody. You know, you say,
I didn't know.
Oh, I did.
Who does that?
Somebody sideswiped me. Oh, sure.
Oh, no. Someone shot me in the head and took my credit card.
Took my credit card. Oh, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Oh, I can't see anymore.
Oh, what's going on?
Insurance claim.
I hope no one's buying stuff without my permission. Oh, that would be make me look bad.
Definitely not.
That would make me look bad. Did someone buy Pat's and Gino's subs on me? Oh, I can see that.
Oh, who would they do that?
They probably thought, he's coming into town and it will look like he would buy Pat's and Gino's.
But we all know you're a
It would look like he would buy
backpacks and chinos. It looks like he would. Why not? He's coming in. He's a comedian. He's from Philly. So we steal his credit card. And the credit card company, they're not going to go, something looks weird. This guy's buying cheesesteaks all over the goddamn place. Well, no wonder it's Todd Glass. He's originally from Philly.
They won't suspect the ER bill for the gunshot wound in the head is him. They think it's someone else.
Absolutely. And when they check the camera footage, guess what?
Oh my.
Everybody's wearing a Todd Glass
mask. Yes, it's true. It's true.
It's
I've seen
hard
it.
To prove
I've seen
that
this
he did.
A thousand times.
Yeah. You know, Frank, because I think you're so appreciative, how much time have we done for the late show?
35
minutes. Oh, shit, I gotta go.
Can I tell you?
I
like the feeling of doing that, because sometimes you could go, Todd, you've been doing an hour and 20 minutes, and then you feel like, I want to play a little bit more. So we have, like, what I call going in for the close.
Wow. Because
our late show is shorter than our first show, but that means 45 minutes. I think it means 20 minutes, but it ends up being 45 minutes. But it means this is the late show. We're going in for the close, which means I like to give myself a lot of time. I don't want to say, oh, go in and close. We have 10 minutes. I'm like, fuck, no. So I go in for the close. If I took 50 minutes, I'm like, okay. But I'm still going in for the close.
You take your time. You massage it a little bit.
What do you think? You had enough?
Keep going. I don't give a shit.
Wow.
You're brave.
That's some seriously.
You want to? Let's put a Christmas song up there right now with no rehearsal. And see what we can do.
We don't need a rehearsal. We're
professional.
We know every song ever written.
We don't. What do we have?
This guy was in the Atlanta Boys Choir, for God's sake.
No, that's right.
Yeah. No,
I like
turned
that
him
story.
Down. I turned him down.
Oh, you turned him down.
And
that's true.
My friend did join. And he goes, I'm in the Atlanta Boys Choir. I was like, yeah, I auditioned for that. He goes, isn't the drive terrible? He goes, no, it's actually not that bad. I go, oh. were you performing this weekend? Oh, Carnegie Hall in New York? Yeah. But that's like a 5-hour flight from Atlanta. That's
Do you know what's great about
you're
you,
happy
dude?
Not to do
He's
it.
Not a spoiled brat. You had every. You were nearly in an Atlanta Boys Choir,
and then you
could have been anything.
You could have been anything. I'm surprised you're sitting here.
Well, you know, I pick and choose.
Listen, I know Christmas, and what I know. But everybody in this room, I just want everyone to feel loved. I don't want anybody.
Snow coming down.
What? Snow? You're
Happy
damn right it is.
Birthday.
Everybody, first of all, you're all doing a great
Frosty
job.
Frosty the snowman has a holly jolly soul. And the trumpet's playing a corncob pipe. And the buttons and the thread. Frosty the snowman. He's a man made out of snow. When he drifts in snow, he can laugh and play
just the same as you and me.
Except he's made of
snow.
He's made of snow. Wow, that is how that song goes.
Frank.
Hey,
I got some serious shit I'm going to lay on you.
I knew it was coming.
You're going to be like so like, what the fuck?
I anticipated this. I'm prepared.
Oh, you're going to be so shitting in your pants. I mean, this is deep shit. Yeah. I ain't afraid. No, a lot of shows are afraid to get deep as shit. But I'm not.
We kind of talked about this.
Deep,
that kind of scares people away, Todd.
Yeah, it does. It does. And we've talked about
it. Are you sure you want to go this deep?
Can I tell you what I want to do?
Don't light the pine cone on fire,
Todd.
No,
I'll tell you
what
I want
doing?
To.
Good
George Carlin, everybody. I'm lighting a pine cone on fire. And to George Carlin, I want everyone to try to imagine that there's a smoke.
That's pretty smoky.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's caught fire.
No, it's caught fire to George Carlin. I want you to imagine you're in a room with a wood-burning stove. So hold on. I'm going to move away from the mic. And then don't just make pretend like, oh, yeah, but what doesn't it add? Like, there's a wood-burning stove. And
yeah.
Close your eyes.
He's saging the room.
I just feel
the pine
safe
cone.
Now, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. He's getting
rid of spirits.
Like, explain it.
Basically, okay. Todd is...
Let it do something. Does that not seem like you're in a cabin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it does. It works. He's right.
Todd is walking around the room now with a lit pine cone that's scaring the life out of about 50% of the 200-strong audience.
But doesn't that
I didn't even know a pine cone could catch fire.
Oh, that smells lovely.
Sometimes in my house, if I want to give the house a smell of like a fire, I'll light a pine cone. I walk it around the house.
Yeah.
And you get used to it when you're in the house, but people come in from outside and it really does. It's like, oh, it just smells like you have a fire and maybe it got a little smoky in the room, yeah. But it's all cozy as fuck.
The toxins within that, the pine cone really add a nice aroma. You know,
is it bad? Is it toxics in there?
No, it's fine.
Gotcha.
I do the same thing in my house, but I do chicken wings from Hooters.
Oh.
I just walk around. I walk around my 30 wings around the house, my buffalo wings,
Jack,
going, somebody
Jack,
smell this.
Jack.
Todd's back in his three-piece suit. Sorry, seven-piece suit. Jack, he's got the microphone. Jack, he's about to come out in the
he's
in the jazz club.
Adding an eighth piece to the suit.
I don't know what it is, but it's an eight.
J-A-C-K. It's Jackie, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass. Clap. Explain my suit.
It's the tightest three-piece suit I've ever seen.
What color is it?
It's a suede black suit with a nice shiny lapel. I've never seen anything like it.
It's black, but I'm going to tell you this. It's black to the eye, but the truth is it's the darkest fucking blue you can get.
Wow.
Talk about his glowing watch.
Yeah, I've never seen a watch glow like that, but I think it's because the lights, the three follow spots that are individually manned.
All union.
At $150 an hour.
Gotta be me. Whether I find myself in a place I'd rather belong.
Oh, he just did the perfect Roger Daltrey mic swing.
I gotta be me. Do it or die.
I gotta be me.
Whether I'm right.
And not a single button popped on that three-piece, super-tight suit. Incredible control both of the vocals and his physicality.
That was the best explanation. You can see his abs. That's this guy. That's what he, let me
that's
tell
an
you
Aristotle
something.
Joke, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I saw Paul Anka, and let me tell you something. Wow. The guy's 80 almost, and he, after he, I saw him in Las Vegas, at the Steve Fine Arts, got me tickets. Paul Anka is another guy who's an older crooner.
Yeah.
Definitely from the old days, like Frank Sinatra, you know who that
absolutely,
is,
absolutely,
right? Yeah. He's like from that era. He wrote My Way, this guy.
Yeah.
Now he's probably 78, and we went to see him in Beverly Hills at like a 2,000-seat theater. He had like a 40-piece band with him. It was like so fucking exciting. I went because I'd never seen like the old school crooners.
Yeah.
I'd seen them a little. It doesn't matter. When I was younger, I used to work as like a usher at this place called the Valley Forge Music Fair. But that's it. And that's like when I was 17, 18, 19 years old. So we went and it was Paul Anka. And it's in like a 2,000 seat room. And all of a sudden, like the lights go out in the theater. And it makes me realize how much fun it is to create an atmosphere even before it starts.
Yes.
And me and Steve, we're there watching it. I'm like a little kid. Like we're hot. We got pot and we smoked it. Not that we needed it. It was good without it, but it made it fucking so much better. It was just, you know, really, it really made it fun. And to anybody going through sobriety, you're okay, you got a problem, you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
But I say it with love. But I don't want to be afraid to talk about it. But also, I know it fucking sucks. Some people listen to the show. They're like, God bless America. Shut the fuck up, everybody.
They're patriots, man.
Everybody, the patriots. Sure, and the Cleveland Indians came around, but no one cared. All right. Yeah. So, what are we talking about?
Well, so there you were. He walks on stage. He's
who?
Anka.
Oh, Paul Anka. So the room. So it's Christmas time, and thank you for remembering. I was going to say caring, but
you
I think
to keep this guy around. I tell him.
I know.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So
you guys are
so.
easy on the ears.
It's so I'm with Steve Fine Arts. Steve's probably about, I don't know how Steve is, how old Steve is, but he's younger than me. Steve's probably about 30. So anyway, but he wanted to go see Paul Anka too. So he got the tickets. We both went, and the show and the theater, it's like I said, 2000. All of a sudden, the lights go down. And the band, they start playing a pre-recorded song of, I think, bum 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 bum. And then one instrument came out, like started taking to the stage. And then second, then a second band member, then a third. I counted, by the way. So when I do this, I don't say it like, no, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Bum 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 bum. 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45.
Holy God.
And then they all, with the pre-recorded song, took the last count down together. So every instrument with the pre-recorded music went bum.
Yeah.
They went, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome singer, composer, Paul, blah, 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 Paul Anka. He comes from the back of the room. Yeah, he doesn't come from the stage. He comes from the back of the room, from the theater, the doors where the people came in from.
Exactly.
And he comes in. He's got a microphone wrangler because, you know, for the cord, you know. Just because actually, you know what I did notice there? I don't want to say it. He finally had a cordless mic. I'm fine when they have the, he did have a cordless. Comes from the back of the room. And his voice fills the room fucking loud. Like, it may as well be like a trumpet. It's everywhere. It's in the air. It's like his voice is loud. And he walks down the aisle, and he gets to the stage, and he gets up on a chair. And there's, like, two security people with him. He gets up on the chair, but he's on the chair for three songs. Just in the middle of the audience.
Yeah.
He fucking gets people going, and it's fucking amazing. And then he did a show, and we were like, he walked by me, and he like brushed his suit against me, and I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking freaking out. It was so much fun. He was like so good, and it was fucking show was tight and fucking great, and it looked like he gave a shit. And after he opened up and he did this whole open, he gets to the stage. This has to do with, like, he goes to the piano, and I don't think it looked cheesy because he earned it. He went to the piano after he did his whole opening, and you're 80 years old or 78. He went over to the piano and he went like this. Like,
Todd just did a push-up on the table.
Like,
at a pretty impressive angle.
Overly prepared, physically, mentally, musically.
Yeah. And he's still playful. Despite all the pressure, despite the age, despite the...
I know. 70. He had to be 75 then. Yeah. But who gives a shit? He choked on a peanut last night outside of a Florida peanut gallery.
And was fine.
And he was fine. No, he's fine. No, he's fine. Of course, why would I end it sad? Let's take this show anywhere we want it. That's
Wait,
the
Frank
beauty.
Never talked about Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what about your dad worked for Guinness?
Yeah, he worked for Guinness for 35 years.
Is that true?
Whoa.
Yeah, no joke.
What did he do?
He went bar to bar, and he would have a route, and he'd have 20 pubs that he'd have to call on, and then he would try and sell them more alcohol. Right. And then he would invariably, you know, have a little bit of alcohol.
Wait, so he's going to pub to pub sometimes?
Pub to pub.
In Ireland.
Pub to pub.
That sounds so, I get it. For you, it was in Ireland. That's just where you live.
Exactly.
For us, it's Ireland. Yeah, it's like, he went pub to pub. Sounds romantic.
He was having a crack.
This guy's making a living. We think it sounds so...
If you go to Ireland, if you go to a small town, even if there's only 200 people in the town surrounded by fields, there's literally, no joke, 9 pubs. Because pubs are like family gathering spots. So my dad's job was to make sure that everybody had alcohol in all these pubs, and then he'd that's how he paid the bills. And he'd work long hours, and then he'd come home and... great man. Just a great man.
He had a good sense. Is he alive still?
Absolutely.
And where does he live?
Yeah, he lives with his wife, my mother. And thankfully, you're taking Todd with someone else's mother, so you don't need to say anything about my mother.
You see my dad. You can't see her.
So what's your mom's name?
Margaret.
Margaret, and your dad's name?
John. Yeah.
Wow, that's good. So
Margaret and John, and we had 5 kids all together in between us, and we all managed to... we all survived on the back of a man selling alcohol from pub to pub.
And you all get along pretty well?
Yeah, man. I'm blessed with... it's only when you come, you know, when you leave home and you start meeting other families and people, you realize how lucky... I got lucky, man.
No, can I tell you?
Yeah.
I'm very happy to even give myself a sort of slap, like, remember. And my brother helped me with something he said a few years ago. Because sometimes there's just some topical drama with my family.
Yeah.
But my brother Spencer said it. He goes, you know, but we still get together for Christmas and we enjoy each other.
Yeah.
And it's right. I do enjoy my family. Yeah. My mom can be hilarious. Steve, when he's at his best, her husband can be really fun and yeah. very silly. My brother Spencer, my brother Michael, Corey, his kids, my brother Spencer's kids, Tyler, and Katie, and Sammy, and Aaron, and that's my brother Corey's. His kids are the youngest. We all have a good time. So yeah. even when I get stressed out of my mind and there's some topical drama,
yeah.
I do try to remember, like, we all get along.
Yeah, and when you guys were growing up, when you'd walk out into the street, like, when I was growing up, there was 40 kids in the street playing at any time. No joke, right? In L.A., you don't see a single kid in the street. Probably the traffic and whatever.
Yeah, I guess it depends.
There are a lot of cars.
But, like,
it depends where you live. Like, yeah, obviously. That's why some people that have kids go over to, like, the Valley. Because some of those neighborhoods over there, like, it's amazing that when you drive around those neighborhoods, you're like, this is just like a regular neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where kids can play in the street.
That's shout really out Alhambra.
Yeah.
Give it up to the Alhambra.
All right, listen,
Alhambra!
Everybody. I feel good. I had a drink. We got gingerbread house. Are you going to be a part of this gingerbread sensation that we have set up in the house?
Duh.
Are we going to Instagram us building gingerbread houses? Of course we are. Can I talk about the tour real quick?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. And then we're going to close with whatever we want to talk about. Do we want to smoke any pot before I talk?
No. Just talk from the heart, man. Don't talk from the pot. Talk from the heart.
Wow. You're so Jack. No, he did it.
No, please.
Come on, show
that.
Him.
No, please.
No, sometimes please. In a show, it hits a level of growth that deserves a round of applause. No,
wow.
Seriously, and it's not to be argued. It says somebody says something, a turn of a phrase that really, and that's the listening audience is perturbed if it doesn't go on long enough. No, I'm not even joking around. The listening audience goes, well, I'm driving in my car and I feel overwhelmed. Why is the audience there not applauding?
Guys, I'm like, crying. Stop it, please.
No, we love you. Oh, you're loved. You're loved. You're loved. And thank you, John. You talk about feathering in a round of applause. Shut the fuck up. John Bram Wagner. John Bram Wagner on tech. On sound effects. Oh, he layered it in so perfectly. And everybody knew it. It faded out. It faded out, like,
but
and it built up.
Back,
well,
on.
But it fades out. That's the thing, because people go, but there's always the, yeah, you hear it. They think he feathers it in, because here's the real live studio. Here's the real live studio. Then John comes in, and he adds to it. That's all he does. He adds to it. He adds, and then he adds a little more. And sometimes he can really turn it into something. And he does. But if we add... Can I tell you something? And I'm not going to be afraid to say this. This is my favorite show ever.
What?
Yeah. Just having a blast.
This is fun.
Just being silly. Fuck Rory Scovel. He thinks he's so great.
Fuck.
Come on, Rory.
Oh,
no, guys.
Sorry.
Guys.
You can play a
piano.
Guys.
Guys. Stop it. Come on.
Nice haircut, Rory. Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Come on, guys.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Guys.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Guys.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Guys, stop it. Stop it. Stop it!
Fuck Rory Scovel. I just don't like him!
Stop it!
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Guys, I'm not
fuck
even joking
Scovel.
Around.
Fuck
grow up. This is a friend
Scovel.
Of mine. We're not arch rivals.
Fuck Todd Glass.
No!
Fuck Todd Glass.
No!
Fuck Todd Glass.
What did I do?
Fuck Todd Glass. You liked Rory Scovel.
I did not.
Fuck Todd Glass.
No, fuck Rory Scovel.
Fuck
Rory Scovel.
All right, you're
fuck Rory Scovel. I'm on your side.
Fuck
Rory
Scovel.
Guess what we're doing, folks? We talk about going in for the close. I'll just come and tell you right now. I don't, because some people don't look at the clock. Some people go, oh, they can tell when you're going for the close. They look. Some people don't because they just don't want to know when it is. We're starting to say goodbye.
Well, it's funny though because this has all just been a cold open.
It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. This is the start.
I can't get enough of this podcast.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Everybody but Nick.
Nick used to be a Nick guy. He was a good guy. He's a good guy.
But he fell asleep on the show. He used to, it's a long story, but he somehow, he was very part of building this whole room. He would come in after we built it, would fall asleep. And I one day, I was like, what the fuck, Nick? Where are you falling asleep?
Well, we're not entertaining enough.
We're not entertaining enough? What are you doing? He was just tired. He was just tired. I know he listens to the show now, so I don't want to make him stressed out. Can we want to see a new bit we used to do? It's called The Guy Doesn't Realize. Like, he's talking about what's stupid. Everybody listening to the show knows that I'm burning this piece of paper as I do the bit. I go, but I'm like one of these guys. I'm like, you know, one of these guys. You know what the problem is now? You know what I mean, Frank? Everybody's a fucking idiot. I mean, I'm watching. No, people are fucking idiots. Like, right?
Yeah.
So the other day, right, I'm going. I get in the elevator at my building. You know, the elevator at my building.
Todd.
And I'm fucking walking in there.
Todd, your paper's on fire.
And this girl, Cheryl, she comes in the elevator. She presses the button at the same time I press the button. So I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, are you serious? Are you not going to come in? I'm supposed to now press every floor. I'm supposed to press every floor. Oh, shit. Oh, guys, I'm sorry.
Catch the baby. The baby's going to be thrown out the window and someone has to catch it. The building's on fire.
Yes, this is 911. What is your emergency?
There's a baby.
I really committed to that bit tonight. Let me scrape all this. You know what's great
there's
about doing bits?
Ash all over the table.
Yeah, when they, Grandpa, you're going on the floor.
Because I was a cremated
John
body.
Can clean that up later.
Yeah, so anyway, well, what we're going to do, so that was, I really committed to that. I guess it's time to say goodbye.
Wow. All right, bye.
I want to do something fun. Can I get some reverb? Hello? Hello?
Talk about the tour.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk about the tour real quick with no reverb. With no reverb.
You were supposed to talk about the tour a long time ago.
I know. Jesus. I want home.
All right.
I want some more
Who's
liquor.
There?
No. Oh, okay. So I've been doing comedy, like I said, a long time. I've connected two cities together. But I've never done a tour, even before I utilized the band. So I'm being very clear with this to the listening audience. Even before I utilized the band. So in the last 2 years, I go into a city. Sometimes I will train a local keyboard player and a drummer to work with me for the week at the club. Sometimes they've done it before and it's great. Oh, I'm going back to that city. This two-piece did it for me before. Yeah. But a lot of times you're training new people. So I've always wanted for a long time to go. It would just be great to be able to go with John, who does my keyboard and iPad. And every little detail and so much more than the creative stuff, but the technical stuff. And just being able to have one person with me at every venue. You can really get this show to grow into something that is this crazy thing between two people to get as tight as they can be. Then I can go to different cities and bring in drummers that could definitely do the job for 5-6 days in that market.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, and then two comedians to give the band, you know, some fullness. But anyway, so we're doing our first tour. I've never really done a tour. So after January, we're going to Philadelphia. It's like the 16th through the 19th. But I've done that before. I've gone to Philadelphia Helium. It's a great way for me to start. I love that club. But then we're going to, in between, before we head to New York, go to this place in like this little town called New Hope, this place called John and Peter's, and it's an iconic music place. And it's like sort of fun that I'm going to go there. We're going to finish in Philadelphia. It's going to be great. And then we're going to take a train to this place up near Doylestown, and we're going to go to New Hope and do a show there. And then I'm going to go to New York. I've been doing stand-up comedy for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've never done Thank you.
It is a long time.
I've never done a headlining set in New York. And I'm not like saying, oh, I've never, yeah, I'm not crying about it. It's probably because I live near Philadelphia, and I every time I go down that way, I'm ending up spending a lot of time in Philly. But I've never really, so the guy who was helping me promote it said, when's the last time you did a headlining set here? I go, I've never. So we're going to Brooklyn. So Philadelphia, then New Hope. Normally, I wouldn't want to do these one-nighters. Two reasons. One, just taking a train. But now I'm with John. And I don't mind. I don't mind like doing a one-nighter. We're able to go to John and Peter's because John is with me. And then I'll know not only do I have him to take the train with, but to do the creative element of the show and the keyboard. He'll train the drummer. You know, he knows this show. He's done it. This show is like he could do it every page of that. You know, he's got the keyboard or he's got the iPad. He flips pages. He fucking knows it like the back of his hand. So we get to do that. I'm almost done. Jesus Christ. So anyway,
keep going.
Yeah, so anyway,
great. John's great.
Oh, so anyway, so then we go to Brooklyn. We go to Brooklyn at the Murmur Theater for January 25th. So it's Philadelphia, New Hope, Brooklyn.
Nice.
And I'm excited. And I'm dude, one.
My first time in New York. My
it's
first
his
time
first time in New York.
You ever been in New York?
No.
I got some wrecks.
So we're going in.
I might go see Bluegrass Green Sky. We'll see.
So we're going in a day early and staying 2 days after. I'm like, no, John, I want to be smart. There was a Airbnb, like literally 5 minute walk from the Murmur Theater. I'm like, let's get the whole house, or it's in a whole apartment.
Todd.
That what?
Just for this episode, this will all already have happened. The tour, like, because you said the 25th of December or January?
Oh, it's on January.
This is in January.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. Are we talking about December?
Oh, no. This is all, hold on. We can leave this in if we clear it up. This is all right now. What I'm talking about is in January.
Okay.
Yay, January.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was like, wait a minute. That's great.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we'll do that, and then we'll end up we'll end up in New York City, and like I said, with John, and we'll even spend.
That's my first time in New York City.
And then on our way to New York City, we're gonna stop at my sister in law and my brother's house.
Oh yeah.
And it's literally on the way, like the train station near their house, and we're gonna spend one night with them. It'll be so
I'm
much
gonna
fun.
See, I'm gonna see. Todd's family. It's yeah. Really nuts.
And then we're going to go to New York. And then after we're done in New York on the 25th, we're going to stay till the 27th. And then we are going to take a train, which I love it. I'm going to do some edibles. And we're going to take a train into Pittsburgh. And in Pittsburgh, we're going to play at a place. I know they have a new location, but I had a great time the last time I was there. It's a place in Pittsburgh called the Arcade Theater. And it was so cool. Now they're in a new location. There's a room upstairs and a room downstairs. And we're going to go into the room upstairs and do 6-7 shows and end it off in Pittsburgh at the Arcade Theater. The first tour ever in my history of my career. So it's going to be fun. And we're both giddy about it. We're like, it's going to be fun. I want Christmas to be over and New Year's so I can go on this tour. And I'm like nervous. I'm so nervous, like, because I know we're going to enjoy it. It's not like I'm wondering, like, well, we're going to get on that train. This is how positive I am. If no outside disasters happen, like a tornado or, you know, I'm not worried at all that this is going to happen. Yeah, you know what? Once you're on the train, it's not that much fun. No, it will be. On the other side, when we get to Pittsburgh, me and John are both going to have the same story. We're going to go, we fucking loved it.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. And the show's going to be so tight.
The show's going to be tight.
After, what, 20 shows?
Pittsburgh, but it's right.
In a row.
By the time we get to you, Pittsburgh, and I think this show's going to be tight because this tour, we have a pre-tour. We start in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
really,
right, baby.
Implementing everything that we've implemented for this tour, doing a show at New Year's Eve at the Hayworth Theater in New Year's Eve.
Beautiful.
Then, wait a few weeks, January, we started Helium, and then this tour starts. New Year's Eve is like the run-through, like, oh, we got this show down. And I'm going to have a lot of new material, some of the old material, and some of the shit in between. But when I was trying to put together the set, I have to be honest, it's up on the wall at my house, and I went, all right, Todd, you got to get rid of that. It's fun to do still. Sometimes I still have fun doing a bit. I'm not even joking. I go, I still have fun doing that bit.
Yeah.
So, but the audience has seen it. This is my third year back to Philly. Like, should I not do that? Like, I have fun doing it still. So, am I bullshitting myself? Or, like, do you know what I'm saying?
I had a friend, right, who used to, he wanted to do fresh material on stage. But then outside after the show, because he loves crowds.
he'd wait and he'd meet the fans and then he'd do some of the old bits outside to them. So he got the joy of sharing the bit that they love, but they got a fresh show in the house, you know?
Well, who was the, can you say?
I can't really, but I know that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just
great.
A cool thing, you know, because they'd wait around and then
well,
he got
Brian
the two
Regan
shows.
Well, Brian Regan sort of does something like, do you know who Brian Regan is?
I've heard, I don't know him personally, great.
He does his show and then at the end he comes back for an encore and he goes, hey, yell out some bits, and he does not blink an eye. You yell out a bit, he does it, and he does it with as good as he did it the first time he did it. Yeah. And it's great, you know. And so,
that's
but me.
Really cool.
So anyway, so that's the tour. And John Bram Wagner's going to be there. We're going to be.
Thank you for having me.
And it's going to be, we're going to get on the train together. And we're going to go to my sister-in-law's. And we're going to go to Philadelphia. We're going to go to John and Peter's in New Hope. This is the most pleasurably planned tour because we get into every city with 2 days before our show.
Wow.
It's like, it's the most. Gentle leave from one city, get into the next.
That's
2 days everywhere we go before we even perform.
And then we fucking rock some faces off with comedy.
What?
With comedy. Well, we're like rock stars.
Yeah,
rock the
like,
faces.
Like, yeah, we're not only like, we're traveling, but also like fucking people would be like, oh, wow, look.
Our faces were rocked.
Yeah.
it's
gonna be cool.
We're a band.
I'm gonna throw a couple TVs out of a few windows.
Yeah,
sure.
Tube
oh
TVs.
My god,
heavy.
I can already see it. Like when we get, I don't want to mention the city, but we'll what?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it at your sister's house.
Yeah. Hey, Merrill, fucking take this, you fuck.
We were told
rock
it was cool. If
you're gonna love my sister.
Room.
You're gonna love my sister-in-law, my brother. I go to their house. It is like a vacation. I just enjoy being at my brother Spencer's house and Merrill's house. It's, you know, we just enjoy it. It's great. It's very calm and very, very just, you know, and then John's going to come in there. We'll eat breakfast together. We'll talk. Merrill will be like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. And then it'll be just, it's all great.
It's so wholesome.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like one time when I stayed over, and by the way, I'm also looking forward to even my mom, I say even because my mom's house is hectic, but you know what? I even told my mom when I was talking to her the other day, I said, Mom, if I was coming to someone else's house that was hectic like your house, I would love it. My friend Andrea, her house is hectic, but it's not my house. I go, so I'm learning to enjoy your house because let me tell you something, Mom. I told you this. If my friends came to there, they would fucking love it. I go, I get it. It's just... I think she appreciated hearing that because it was me being honest, going, like, I know, like, everyone else would love this. I just feel like it's a little too crazy for me.
So I'm
trying to calm it down a little bit. But I'm trying to just enjoy it, even at that house. Because me and my mom, when everything settles at night and the dogs quiet down, we do have great conversation, me and my mom. Great. She's smart.
Yeah.
But then there's this hecticness all around that. Do you go home?
Yeah, I'm going. I can't wait, man. My parents, you know, they're late 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I go back, if it's a year or 2 years, it's just more important to me that I'm there, you know.
Yeah.
And
of course.
Since it's like the Christmas episode, you know, you just want to be that kid in your parents' home with the Christmas tree and the star on the top,
right?
You know, and the smell
hot
of
chocolate.
The pine cones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I like that, man. I can't wait, man.
I love it.
And sometimes if it's hectic. And you're chilling, you can really enjoy the contrast of how you're feeling. Like you're almost more chilling because they're more hectic.
Right. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm trying to appreciate that. Like when I go to my friend Andrea, her parents live up in Ventura.
Yeah.
And I've been over the years since I moved here. We became friends, and I was invited to a lot of Christmases. Their family is sort of like my adopted family here in Los Angeles. And I go up to Andrea's parents and. It's hectic at the house. The dog is barking, the cat, but I love it.
Yeah.
So I try to appreciate my house like that now. I'm like, yeah, it's chaotic, but there's a lot of love. I mean, I'm not kidding you. There's a parrot, and it's running down the hallway, and it's telling a dog to shut up, and the dog barks at the parrot, and the parrot barks at the dogs, and there's one dog scared of the parrot, and the parrot chases the dog around the house, and the dog runs all over the place. And I try to go, just love this, Todd. Anywhere else you would love this.
Yeah, it seems like complete madness. But it
stresses me out a little because I'm trying to have calm, but I try to just enjoy it. And it's so I'm going to, this time I go home, it's going to be great because I'm going to go home and then spend some time at my mom's house, and then and then go up to New York City. And this Christmas is at my nephew's, my brother Spencer and Merle's son, and his girlfriend's house. So we're gonna have Christmas in outside of New York City. Everybody's going to Tyler's house. It's their son, my nephew. He's, you know, his first house with his girlfriend. They bought a house, and we're gonna all go there for Christmas. So with all the troubles a lot of families have, we're all going up. We're all going to Tyler's house. So it's good, you know. Did you see the Mr. Rogers movie?
I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait, though.
Well, you should definitely see it. You did?
I did, yeah.
It was great, right?
Yeah. I saw it by myself and cried.
You went by yourself?
I always go by myself.
I was going to invite you.
Why didn't you invite me?
Dang it. Hey, put that down.
I saw it by myself and cried.
Hey, put that down.
You piece of shit.
Man, Mr. Rogers would have hated this.
Hey, Mr. Rogers just wants you to kind of calm down.
I really did. I thought, yeah, I know you think. Now, I think you know I'm being genuine. What the fuck else? If we can't just have a trust that you know at least I'm being genuine, because it does change it a little. I wanted to go with the right group of people, and then...
And I wasn't a part of that fucking group.
No, I thought you were, to George Carlin. You were. I was like, oh, Jack, he'd be great, because he'll always... You can count on you. You're reliable.
Ooh.
You're good old reliable Jack.
All right. Yeah. That's better than fuckstick.
No. So whatever we're talking about is... Oh, the...
Mr. Rogers.
And then we ended up going to the Grove, and I thought, okay, I don't want to make it too complicated because Duncan was able to go, and then Steve and Danielle. How long have we been going on this after show?
Hour 11.
Now we do go in for the close. Isn't that fun that we went in for the close a while back? Because now you think, now we got 20 minutes to go in for the close.
Yeah.
And we did two shows tonight.
That's great.
We really did a lot. And guess what we're going to do after this? We're gonna build gingerbread houses.
Yay!
And if you can't, you need to know. I need you to know. You got to be comfortable to go. How are you doing with it? You got to be.
I'm good. I have a quick question about gingerbread houses.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to my roommate about this. Growing up, I would build the gingerbread house. You put it together, and then you just throw it out. She said she'd build the house, leave it out for a couple days, and then eat it.
Okay, that's a great question. I would say I'd be more likely to eat it under this circumstance. If it was built with, because when it's built with the gingerbread, when you get a package of gingerbread, you know, the box, and it's got that stuff that the gingerbread is built out of is not good. It's like cardboard.
Yeah.
So it's not good. And the gumdrops and everything by that point are probably hard.
Stale.
Right. So, but I will say this. If you build it out of, and I know some people that do this. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this story because Vinny went to a friend of the family's house to have his Thanksgiving dinner, and they set up like little pieces of white cardboard, and they use graham cracker to build the house. So graham cracker already is a lot flavor. You can also do the graham cracker that's with the cinnamon on it. That's even more flavorful. The thing that you get with the prepackaged gingerbread houses, you know, it's still fun to build, and it still provides all that. But again, that is flavorless. But where he went, they used the graham cracker gingerbread crust. Oh. And they had a bag of icing. I mean, he goes, they were into this. So they set up like 12 stations all over the living room, and they did wherever they could, a little white piece of cardboard. So that way you can not only build the house, but like it's fun to decorate like a front walkway and shit like that. And then they did that. This is where he spent Thanksgiving, and the mom and the dad just were into this. But every single one had a bakery bag full of icing, so you could like.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So we, by the way, I don't have that, but I'll tell you what I do have for us after the show. So he said it was a lot of fun, and everybody was like just getting into it. And he said one of their daughter's boyfriends was there. This is Vinny telling me this. And he goes, you could tell he was like just stoned out of his fucking mind. He's like, and he didn't even think he doesn't even say it to hear anybody to hear him, but he's like, I love gingerbread houses because, like, you know, you could just eat your mistakes, which is fun. Like, it is fun. Funny. He was right. So they really, and he said, like, it looked like she went to You know that candy place when you buy candy by the bin?
Yeah.
It looked like she went there and spent some serious money on like licorice twirls or these just crazy candies. So not only did she have the, she didn't want to start with the one from the box that's got some jelly beans and some, she just gave graham crackers, that's what you're going to build these things out of, a bag of icing, and then a shit ton of great ideas for candies. Licorice swirls, jelly beans, you know, Swedish fish. You can make them out of little
tapeworms.
Okay, little gingerbread house, little gingerbread men, jelly beans,
hubba bubba,
hubba bubba,
gummy bears,
peppermint patties, gumby bears. Gumby bears, help me out, everybody,
chicken wings.
All right. Reese's Pieces. That's
Reese's Pieces. Thank you. Reese's Pieces. Reese's Nieces. Razzles. Candles.
Sarah Palin's
asshole.
And then for the grass, just a load of pot.
A load of pot to make the grass. And then they a guy blowing. What?
They had cocoa powder for dirt.
Oh, shit.
Cocoa
Vinny.
Powder for dirt?
Nice.
Cocoa powder people, for dirt?
People don't listen. The problem with people today, most like people, what? I'll be honest with you, is no, I'm going to be honest. Can I be honest? Todd? People are stupid.
Todd, your paper's on fire.
The average person doesn't have attention span. And can I tell you something? Listen to me.
Hey, Todd.
I can't believe.
Todd?
Oh, shit.
You look so dumb.
Oh, God. That made me look stupid.
Just spray that out.
I'm having more fun. This is. Doesn't mean the other shows were bad. How do you say it? The other shows were great, but to George Carlin. The other shows were shit. Wow. This show. I don't know how to go to close, but I'm going to take some time, and we're going to go to close right about now. Is there anything else I didn't do? Home Shoppers.
We don't know. The papers burn up.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Bum, bum.
So after this show, we're going to build some gingerbread houses. Yay. I don't have bakery bags, but I do have. Here's what I have because I thought it makes it more fun. We went to bought like a bag of those pinwheel candies, and we bought some with the red. What are they called? The red. They're like
Red Hots?
Twizzlers.
No, they're red.
Red Vines.
What are they called?
Hot tamales.
Not red tamales. It's the most famous. It's like a peppermint.
Red Hots. Vinny is saying Red Hots.
No. It's a peppermint candy, and it's got a twirl. They come in red and green.
Just a peppermint.
A round peppermint and a green peppermint.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, I got a bag of green ones, and I got a bag of red ones.
Oh, those are for the houses?
Yes. Plus what comes with the house. It already comes with jelly beans, and it comes with...
Chicken wings.
No chicken wings. And seriously, though, but it comes here. I don't care. Seriously.
Does it come with?
It comes with, hold on. It comes with, spice drops and all these types of things. M&Ms. But we bought extra on top and three cans of icing to George Carlin. Holy shit. Because if you want to, like, put the little house on a piece of chopping block in the kitchen and then make a front walkway.
So the gummy bears were for the houses, and I shouldn't have eaten them.
No, but that's fine. I want people to eat them and build the houses with them.
Well, if you could build a multifamily home, you could probably turn a profit.
You don't make a business out of it, Frank.
Just have fun.
He's thinking, like, just have fun, right, Frank?
He's all about the money, that Frank.
Oh, I could build a duplex. We could get some low-income families in here and take advantage.
He's already planning to demolish it and build up some gingerbread lots. I'm saying earthquake insurance is a big expense.
Does anybody want to thank anybody? Look, here's what we're going to do. There's a lot of people we appreciate in our life. I saw the Mr. Rogers movie. It inspired me. I saw when he did it at some award show 20 years ago, and it inspired me. Right now, let's think of somebody. We're going to take a minute. I'm going to say Aristotle. If you don't mind, you'll watch the clock. We don't have to worry about it. But think of people that inspired you, even subtle. Could be someone that's sweet that works at Vaughn's, and when you leave, they check out. Think about that person. Oh, fuck me.
So we hope that you certainly use that time to bring on some people. You have to say fuck me.
I have sleep apnea. What do you want from me?
Oh, God.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
All right, that's the truth. You can get arrested for that. Can I have that trumpet? You mind?
This is Todd Glass playing a trumpet.
I think you gotta wet the reed.
You gotta work the reed a little bit.
You gotta wet it.
Wow.
Whoa.
Todd's playing the trumpet right now.
Let me do another one.
Oh, wait, I should be. This is a very visual thing that I'll post on social media.
Check out The Todd Glass Show on Instagram.
I think we can do better than this. It doesn't sound live. Like, turn it loud. Like, make it people believe it.
Whoa,
I know
whoa,
we're
whoa.
Recording
what are you talking
this.
About? Wow.
The Todd Glass Show, you're going to want to check us out on the tour. That's right. A night of a lifetime.
Wait, what the hell?
Todd Glass, a night of a lifetime tour. That's the name of the tour. And I couldn't be happier with the name
tour.
Of it. The night of a lifetime tour. This is a night of a lifetime.
Is it a night of a lifetime? I thought it was an event of a lifetime.
An event of a lifetime.
Event of a lifetime.
And let me tell you something.
I
mean it that way. Every city that
well,
I'm bringing it to,
we're
whether
doing
it's
nine
New
shows
Hope
during the day,
or whether it's Philadelphia, whether it's Brooklyn or Pittsburgh, I'm bringing you the night of a lifetime. This show will fucking knock your dick into the dirt if you're not upset about
put
something
it,
else.
You can put your dick in the cocoa powder of the gingerbread house.
Yeah. Put your dick into the powder of the gingerbread in the cocoa house.
Let's go make
yeah, that's
house.
It.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's
good.
A thing
it's
you want to come
it
out and
good.
Do.
It is good.
That's
is
not
good.
A negative. That's
no,
a positive.
No,
yeah,
no.
Amazing
I'm
feeling.
I will
yeah,
knock
yeah,
your
yeah.
dick. I'm coming prepared. I'm not trying to do anything but do the tightest fucking. To me, tight means a show that is so fucking tight that I can still, of course, play in it. I want. I'm not going to enjoy a Whoa. Show unless I can play in it. But I can play in the when the show is tight, when you have a beaten path, when you beat that fucking path. I want to go on the road with a beaten fucking path.
Yeah, it gets violent.
Tight,
yeah.
The more you beat a path, the more you can go off of that beaten path.
Amen.
Why? Because you know where to come back on. You need a beaten path
yeah, yeah.
to go off the beaten path
right.
and have a good show that's quality and will
Preach.
Be the best show that everybody can see. And that's what I'm fucking bringing to you on this tour. Todd Glass, the event of a lifetime, starting off at the Philadelphia Helium in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right. then to John and Peter's in New Hope, then to Brooklyn, New York, and then
Brooklyn.
To the Arcade Theater in Brooklyn. Shut the fuck up. No,
That's
no,
great.
I did it the other way.
You oh, shit.
It goes to after John and Peter's, it goes to New Hope.
Oh.
Then it goes to Brooklyn.
Hey.
Then it goes to Pittsburgh.
Oh,
baby.
Now, what are we going to do to say goodnight? How's everybody doing? Is everybody...
We could do a speed round of... Well, is this a horn or a whistle?
I like that.
That's a complex game. I don't know if... That's a
and
complex game.
Then want to do a sing-along?
What do you... Let's ask Twitter. Let's see what
Let's
Twitter
open it up. That's what we're
hey,
gonna
do. Hey Twitter, what should we how should we close?
How do we ask? Are we asking?
We're asking right now.
Wow, were we on
Twitter's the- fast, man. Twitter's fast.
Wait, no, you're not asking now. Okay. I sort of believe
nah,
John.
Just like,
oh sure.
I just
look
like
what
a,
John did today
I wish it was
those
a,
lights. He made cans.
Yeah, look at that.
Right here.
He made some
you.
Snoots.
He
They're
made,
called snoots.
Out of black
They're called snoots.
He made that just out of black tinfoil.
I think I put the paper in at a Does anybody know lighting? So
yes,
got any lighting
I do.
People?
Yeah.
Is there like a special type of paper?
Look
I should,
what he did. Those the lights.
I just
here
put
were
a regular paper
bright.
In there.
Well, it looks.
You're
good.
You're good. The
it
LED
looks like
right?
It works.
I guess so.
Just
yeah.
call it the fusion.
Okay.
The fusion, right? Because
the
can I tell you something?
Snoops.
You'll get it.
before with the lights that we have here. They were either, by the time they weren't too bright, they were too dark. There was no in between. So this lets us bring them up a little, but diffuses it. And now when we have like a trumpet player, a lot of times we have a drummer, we have a saxophone player, we have someone on keyboards. Yeah. The band can be lit up, but not to the point where it's fucking
disturbing.
You got some
softer shadows in there. It's nicer. Yeah, it's
and nice. John did it with black tinfoil. And what did you use to make the filter?
It's paper.
Paper.
Paper and black wrap.
Paper. Rum bum 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 rum bum 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 rum bum 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 rum bum 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 bum. How do we take the show for close?
I thought that was it.
I know, I want to be as silly as we can. We take it in for close. So hold on, let's get the lights lower because no one wants to be silly when it's too bright. What do we do to take it in the close?
I think the weather is getting really bad outside.
Oh my God, I'm not even joking. It's great outside right now. The rain is coming down in this way that is so sexy. And the thunder is filling the fucking room.
Feel the electricity from the lightning.
That's actually the electricity from the ground. It's flooding again.
The Italian leather. God damn it, Todd.
What?
My Italian leather shoes.
Again.
Get the fire door.
Ladies and gentlemen, right next to me is Frank Cronin.
An absolute
nice
pleasure,
round of applause.
Guys.
Yay, Frank.
Frank Cronin. Jack Hackett.
Yay, Jack Hackett.
The thunder outside. We're going to a close.
We did two shows.
But how do we take you to close? What?
Let's dance. Dreidel, dreidel. We're going to Factor's Deli after this.
Song that Todd wants us to sing.
I'm not sure what he wants, but I'm singing.
And now we're gonna fade.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Starburns Avenue, a podcast network.